Welcome to Harvard Business Review's double issue for January and February 2012. In this issue, you'll hear how a cure for capitalism's damaging effects may be coming from emerging economies. You'll learn about the characteristics that enable a company to grow revenues by at least 5% year after year. You'll hear how social enterprises of all sorts can generate financial returns that will make them attractive to the right investors. And you'll hear how some retailers have found that they can invest in employees, keep prices low, and improve the bottom line. We begin, though, with a piece from the Idea Watch. In Avoid the Traps That Can Destroy Family Businesses, George Stalk, a senior advisor and BCG fellow at the Boston Consulting Group, and Henry Foley, a senior partner at Cambridge Advisors to Family Enterprises, report on how an emerging set of best practices can turn the age-old problem of generational succession into an opportunity to thrive. Nearly 75 years ago, a charismatic Brazilian entrepreneur named Henrique Rosset started an eponymous textile and apparel manufacturing company in Sao Paulo. Some 40 years later, he and his oldest son decided to diversify by acquiring Valacer, an upscale but failing lingerie business. Over the decades, Henrique and his four sons transformed their operation into one of South America's leading textile and apparel manufacturers. During the 1990s, Grupo Rosset expanded into swimwear with great success. But the family knew the business faced critical strategic challenges. The rise of shopping malls was weakening the small Brazilian retailers who'd made up Rosset's primary distribution channel. Chinese imports were beginning to pose serious competition. The advent of digital fabric printing would undercut Rosset's core manufacturing strength unless the company adopted the technology itself. Henrique's sons, who'd led the firm for 20 years, had to make a crucial decision about which of the five members of the third generation should assume the leadership role. In the United States, a familiar aphorism, "shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations," describes the propensity of family-owned enterprises to fail by the time the founder's grandchildren have taken charge. Variations on that phrase appear in other languages, too. The data support the saying. Some 70% of family-owned businesses fail or are sold before the second generation gets a chance to take over. Just 10% remain active, privately held companies for the third generation to lead. In contrast to publicly owned firms, in which the average CEO tenure is 6 years, many family businesses have the same leaders for 20 or 25 years, and these extended tenures can increase the difficulties of coping with shifts in technology, business models, and consumer behavior. Today, family firms in developing markets face new